Okay, and I'll start reading here in verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's take a moment and pray, please. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this opportunity to come together before you, dear Lord. I pray that as I do preach this message, dear Lord, that it would be your word speaking through me, dear Lord, not my own. I just pray that you would give me your wisdom, dear Lord, and your power and strength as I present this message, dear Lord. And I pray as I do present this that people's ears would be open to your word, dear Lord, and receptive to it, dear Lord, and that we all might take something from this lesson this morning, dear Lord. I just once again thank you for this opportunity this morning, and you might pray. Amen. So here I wanted to look at, first of all, we're commanded here in verse 19 to go therefore and teach all nations. So it's our responsibility as Christians to go out and witness and share God's word with everyone. We do this through what's called lifestyle evangelism. We all should be living a good Christian, wholesome life whereby others can see Christ through our lives. But that's not enough. We also need to go out and teach and preach Christ to other people. We need to do this by one-on-one circumstances and by group circumstances. You can do this at work, to your neighbors, in many different ways. It's not always the most comfortable thing for people to go out and witness to other people, obviously. That's why we all need to be doing lifestyle evangelism. We all need to be living a Christian life where other people can, through our lives and the way we live, see that we are Christians. We shouldn't be the people out at the bar. We shouldn't be the people using foul language and stuff like that. We should be living a life that is following Christ, an example to other people as to how to live. We also, like I said, need to be out there witnessing. We need to be knocking on doors, as hopefully that's something we can do more through the church, and we need to take opportunities such as the fair we had here a few weeks ago to present the gospel to people by through the church. We're also here commanded to not only go out and share the gospel, but we're also commanded to go out and teach them to learn what it is to be a Christian, to basically evangelize them and to disciple them. We need to be willing, as a person who's presented the gospel to someone and had led them to Christ, to be willing to take the time to then teach that individual what it is to be a Christian. We can't just leave a person there to get saved and then lay them on their way, which happens often. Somebody gets saved, they'll come to church once or twice, and you'll never see them again. Well, if somebody has brought them to church, they need to then take the effort to go out and visit that person and to find out why they're not coming to church. And if they're not coming to church, go out and teach them why they need to be in church and to help lead them in the way to be a Christian. What else do I have here? I guess that's basically what I had for the first point, was to go out and witness to people, to lead them to Christ, and then to make sure we disciple them and to ground them in the Word. And that is our main purpose here on earth, to be a witness and ambassador for Christ to the people of this world. My second point of this message is going to be a living sacrifice to live daily for Christ. And we're going to look at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Starting in verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we as Christians need to present our body as a living sacrifice. We need to be ready to serve God as He leads, whether it be to get up here and preach on a Sunday morning, to go and work in the nursery, or whatever that might be. Sometimes it's little things, sometimes it's big things, or so it seems to us. I looked up the word holy, which is one of the things here in this verse, and that means to be devoted entirely to the deity or the work of the deity. Our lives should be totally about serving Christ. That needs to be from the time we get up in the morning to the time our head hits the pillow at night. Our lives need to be about serving Christ and doing what he'd have us to do here on this earth, because that is our main goal as Christians. Obviously, there's other things we have to do in our daily lives, such as work and many other things to live here on this earth, but our goal and our purpose here on earth is to serve God and do his commandments. And we do this by doing whatever he'd have us to do. And to find this out, we need to be in our Bibles daily, and we need to be in prayer and constant communication with God so that we can find out what he'd have us to do. And then when he tells us what to do, we need to be willing to follow through and do what he tells us to do and serve him. Considering the great sacrifice he made for us, as it says here, which is our reasonable service, it's more than reasonable for us to be willing to daily do what he'd have us to do. As he gave his life for us, it's not unreasonable at all to think that we should be able to do the things he asked us to do and follow him and serve him. And my final point here is going to be to forsake not the assembling of ourselves. We need to be involved in our local church. And to do so, I want to look at Hebrews 10:25. So verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching." As we see here, it's very important that we are in church to be taught from the Word, as we are here now in this service, but to also have a chance to praise God through our songs, and also to exhort one another, a chance to talk to one another, find out the problems of one another, and to help build each other up and exhort each other. I also wanted to look at Romans 10:17. And verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We as Christians cannot grow and increase our faith unless we are in God's word and hearing it. One way which we can be is here in church. Here we have Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Wednesday evening, all opportunities to come and learn more about him and what he has to teach us. Obviously, we can't all be here every single service. Vacations, sicknesses, different things happen, but we need to make a great effort to be here in church, to learn more about Christ, and to exhort one another, and to praise God as well. Through these three things, which I pointed out, the Great Commission, going out and teaching others and preaching to others about God and what he has done for us, through us living as a living sacrifice, taking daily walking after Christ and following him, and also through the assembling, coming together and worshiping God and learning more about him at church, we can become a Christian that God wants us to be. As the title of the service was, "What Now?" After we're saved, often it's pointed out to us as new believers often that we need to go out and tell others what has happened to us through our salvation. That's an easy way to go out and witness. Just tell people how you got saved. Some people it's a very simple thing. For other people it's a very complex and an intricate thing to tell other people. But we all need to be willing to go out and share what Christ has done for us. We also need to all be willing to be a living sacrifice. We need to be that example to other people. That's a way to witness, but also that by being a living sacrifice, we're following what God has commanded us to do. And lastly, like I said, we need to forsake not the assembling of ourselves. Like I said, we obviously can't all be to every single service, but we need to all make an effort to be in church when the opportunity presents itself so that we can grow and also be a witness to other people and be a building block to each other by being here, being an encouragement to the person giving the lesson, to be an encouragement to others to be here as well. To me, it's a very important thing to make an effort to be in church, to take that opportunity that's given us to, it's great to, by yourself, read the Bible and to pray. You don't get the same thing you're going to get from being in church. Being in church, you're going to get someone else's perspective. You're going to see how someone else might see something the way you might not see it. And you're going to learn and get a greater understanding of God and His Word through that. So that's pretty much what I had for this morning. Dad, are you going to come up and lead us in our closing song here? So here as we close, I just wanted to bring up these three points. They seem like simple points, but there's something we as Christians should be doing on a daily and weekly basis. They're not easy things to do. Probably do better in our lives. We all need to be more faithful in going out and sharing Christ with others. We all need to have a closer walk with Jesus, I'm sure. I'm sure no one's where they should be or need to be. And we all need to be in church and following Christ and doing what He'd have us to do. So I'm going to now close us in prayer. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this opportunity we've had to come this morning, dear Lord. I thank you for all those who have attended this morning, dear Lord. And I just pray that you would take this message, dear Lord, and just emphasize once again the point in all our lives, dear Lord, that we need to be serving you and about your work daily, dear Lord, for we don't, any of us, know how much time we have left on this earth, dear Lord, and we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know if tomorrow you're coming back or today you're coming back, dear Lord. So we need to be about your work and in your service, dear Lord. I pray that we would all be faithful in witnessing, that we'd all daily be a living sacrifice for you, dear Lord, and do what you'd have us to do. And I pray that we would all make church attendance an important thing in our lives, dear Lord, and that we would, as the opportunity presents itself, that we'd be faithful in attending church, dear Lord, and following you and following your word, dear Lord. And I just once again thank you for this opportunity to speak this morning. In your name I pray. Amen.